spider, or cast iron, and they would.
And if it's lighter, if it isn't cast iron, if it's just lighter metal.
Well, the iron, I think that seems to me now that the aluminum ones and all of them, they just say frying pan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see anybody cook on a fireplace?
Oh yes.
And what were the spiders in those days?
Well, they use those same ones. I was talking to my husband at dinner about what you had asked about, and he said, well, be sure to tell him about the cricket. That is saying spider made us think of cricket. Now, they use the crickets in the fireplaces, which was a three-legged, triangular-shaped thing about this high on legs. And they called it a cricket. They'd put that in and then push their coals under it and then put the spider on top to cook. That was easier than putting the spider right down on the fireplace.
So the spider itself didn't have the legs. The thing
was the cricket. The cricket.
The spider sat on the cricket then. Mm-hmm. I see. You're hearing some history, aren't you? And now the thing that you use in the kitchen sink to turn water off and on with
spigot.
That spigot.
A spigot.
If you had one outside, would you call it a?
I may still say a spigot.
Spigot. Mm-hmm. And if you had a big syrup barrel in the old days, same thing.
Yeah, same
so
thing.
Spigot.
Uh-huh.
And. What would you call a room where you kept everything that you didn't know what to do with?
Junk room.
A junk room?
A junk room.
Have you ever heard it called a lumber room?
No. Where, lumber?
Yes, where lumber didn't mean wood. But,
No, I don't think I have. I never heard that.
And if you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in there so that you can carry them home?
In a paper sack.
Paper sack.
A paper sack.
Did you ever hear of a toe sack?
A what?
A toe sack.
No.
No? And if people bought chicken feed, or if they do today, and say 100 pounds of chicken feed, how does that feed come? What kind of a?
It's paper bags.
Paper bag.
Paper bag. Used to come in cloth bags. I know when my husband fed. We first married, we had a chicken farm, and he raised white leg on chickens for eggs, and the feed then came in cloth bags. Remember, we used those feed sacks for everything. That was in the Depression days.
What did they call those sacks or bags?
Just chicken feed bags, just mm-hmm. bags. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard the term? Croaker or crocus?
Yeah, uh-huh. Croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks.
Croaker sacks.
Now, is that the white cloth?
No, the croaker sacks here are the brown, they look almost like a burlap, a heavy woven bag.
Mm-hmm. And that's the same as the
And they bought fertilizer in them.
Mm-hmm.
It was, they used to, I know, when my father farmed with mules and horses, they would save every fertilizer bag and wash them. He would have the help on the farm take them down to the mill creek. There was a water mill back then. They'd take them down there and wash them and save every croaker bag that fertilizer came in.
What's the difference between that and a guano sack?
Well, it's the same thing. They call them gunny sacks.
Gunny sacks.
Gunny sacks, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The white cloth sacks would be the white cloth sacks mm-hmm. you'd make clothes out of. I'm glad to have you here. Doesn't pull the mic up a little bit.
Push up and get sit right there.
I want to look at that paper.